Turning over to question number 20, notice, are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? This is what many people think. They think that Jesus Christ came and he gave a generic atonement and that whosoever believes on him will be saved, but they miss the crucial issue of whether or not somebody can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We already saw that this morning from Matthew chapter 11, that that no one's going to understand and believe who Christ is unless it's been revealed to him by the Father. And no one believes and trusts in the God of heaven and on earth and are not in a covenant of peace with him unless the Son has revealed him to them. And so we see that it's simply there was elect on before the foundation of the world a number of individuals whom the Lord God Almighty gave to his Son to come to redeem. Jesus said in John 6, all that the Father gives to me. Notice that implies there is an amount given to the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem. Jesus said, all that the Father gives to me comes to me, and all who come to me I will in no wise cast out. So they were given to Christ for the specific purpose of Christ living and dying in their place and then rising from the dead, that we might have the victory in Jesus Christ. That he might then impute to us his perfect righteousness in exchange for all of our sins being imputed to him. And therefore, we are then justified before the presence of a holy God because of the work of Jesus Christ. That simply means that if someone does not come to Jesus Christ, they weren't given to Christ. Now, why is it that we have such a hard time in our culture, in our society, in the church world, in understanding this? Why is it we have a hard time in thinking the fact that God has given a select number, which is not a few people? When Jesus speaks about are there few that are saved, the disciples ask, he said, strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven, because narrow is the way. Broad is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life, and very few there are that find it. Why? Because you've got to be looking for it. Who's looking for the narrow road apart from the work of the Spirit in their heart? None of us. And so you see, we are on the narrow road that leads to life because of the work of the Spirit of God in our lives, applying to us the benefits, appropriating the benefits of Jesus Christ to us. If not for the Spirit of God regenerating the soul, creating faith within, we would remain on the broad road happily, big smile on our face, running headlong to hell. The few that is relatively few in comparison with the amount of people that have lived from Adam to the end of the world. Where are we in this schema of history? And there's always the debates about eschatology, about the end times and where we are in the scheme of things. At what point? Where are we at? Nobody knows. People have a good idea. They want to tout their eschatological position because of certain things that are that they see in the world, and they read the newspaper, and they try to compare it with Scripture, and they say, "Well, Jesus must be coming back shortly." I don't find that in Scripture. I don't know where we are in the scheme of things. It might be another 10,000 years. But relatively speaking, there are few that are saved in comparison to the throng that will be in hell. And we have to recognize, though, that Jesus said, and the covenant promise given to Abraham is from every tribe, tongue, and nation of the world, there will be a multitude as the sand by the seashore and as the stars in the heaven. So there will be a great multitude of those singing praise to our God from all the different tribes, tongues, and nations of the world. So it's only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. Again, we are engrafted into him simply by the grace of God.